Bonjour mes amis et bienvenue à Deux Hommes qui parlent de laitue. Et je m'appelle Grégoire Benson.
I'm talking about lettuce. Greg, you're not wearing a shirt and you're speaking French.
Oui. I'm talking about lettuce. Yeah. Comment allez-vous? Monsieur Benzine. I'm talking about lettuce. Yeah. Ce qui est nouveau avec vous?
Uh-huh. I don't know what you're saying because I don't speak French. So...
C'est un podcast...
We're doing a podcast.
Ce podcast est magnifique, n'est-ce pas?
It's a pretty great podcast.
Oui.
Yes, it is.
J'aime le humour. Oui?
Yeah, it's a comedy podcast.
Et le bonheur?
No. I don't.
I'm starting to feel like you don't want me to speak French.
Yes, exactly. I'd also like you to put a shirt on.
God, okay. Look, we go away for like a week or two, and then we come back, and you've got all these rules.
Well, you've never been shirtless before. That's new. That's the new thing here.
Okay, hang on. Jesus, man.
God. Oh, he left. Okay, he's, I assume, going to put a shirt on. I hope. He's got a robe on. Okay, so
now I have a robe on. Are you more comfortable?
Okay, I'm a little more comfortable. Actually, that's kind of nice. A robe is nice. It is. A robe's comfy.
You
look kind of like a Jedi. Actually,
I'm not. I wasn't prepared for all your rules. You know, you've got all these rules, and I don't remember you having so many rules before.
No, I don't really. I just basic. I think unspoken rule among everyone who does podcasts is have a shirt on.
Most people listen to this. They don't see it. So I don't understand what it would make a difference, you know. I mean, there's a comedian named Bert Kreischer. I mean, look, the guy's not very funny.
Yeah.
But he does his whole routine without a shirt on. And he's, I just want to repeat, he's not very funny.
Yeah, and the lack of shirt is upsetting.
I mean, I think it's distracting.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he's on stage without a shirt on is distracting, and I don't see why someone would just do something with the shirt off.
Well, you just did. But also, I also don't know why it is. Why does it bother me that you weren't wearing a shirt? What's the problem, you know? Like, why do I care?
Yeah.
Why can't a man just not wear a shirt?
Yeah, why do you care? That's exactly what I'm saying. Why do you care?
Maybe there is something wrong with me.
That's the thing about being a man is that you can go around in your life and not wear a shirt and people aren't going to like call the police on you. But if you're a woman walking around without a shirt, oh, look out.
That's true. I mean, people would still not want you to walk around without a shirt as a man though as well.
I don't know, man. I went to the beach the other day and most men didn't have shirts on.
Okay, the beach makes a little more sense. But if you're like in a Target,
if you go to a Target in Maui, you're going to see a lot of people without shirts on.
Really?
Yeah. In Maui, you go to the supermarket in Maui or anywhere in Hawaii, and people are just in supermarkets, just in their bikinis, you know, or like sometimes men wear bikinis.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Women. Women's are the pretty ones, right? And men's are the strong ones. Is that the big, bigger ones?
You know, pretty, it comes in all shapes and sizes, Greg.
I guess that's true. I'm sorry just making assumptions.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that's what happens in Hawaii. I went to Hawaii once, and I don't remember seeing people shirtless in supermarkets.
Well, you weren't going to the right supermarkets. That's one of my favorite things about going to Hawaii is seeing people in bikinis in the supermarket. I don't know why I don't know why it's more titillating to see an attractive woman in a bikini in a supermarket than it is to see that same woman on the beach. I don't know why it's more interesting and titillating, but it is. And can you imagine if you went into a Home Depot and there was an attractive woman in a bikini in a Home Depot?
Is that better than like a Target?
Oh my God, that'd be better than a Target, better than a supermarket. Yeah, that would be like the best.
All those power tools.
You're there to buy some 2x4s and a new set of screwdrivers, and then all of a sudden, some hot babe in a bikini just walks by and you're like, oh my God, I'm in a Home Depot.
Yeah. What, out of context sexiness.
Yeah, I know.
It's more sexy.
It is the out of context next. It just pumps it up to the next level. It just,
I guess,
as Elvis Costello said, pump it up until you can feel it. Pump it up and you don't really need it.
Yeah, pump it up.
Yeah.
I'm currently in a band that covers that song.
Oh, is that right? Oh, you cover Watching the Detectives? That's great.
That's not...
No. I love Elvis Costello.
Yeah, but it's not Watching the Detectives. That's not the song. It's called Pump It Up, actually.
Hmm.
The words you said. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, now, we haven't done a podcast in a couple weeks. First of all, I want to say welcome back. You've been very, very busy. And I got nothing to do in my life, so... I was available to record a podcast anytime, but you had to take a couple weeks off. And listen, I'm not blaming you for us not having a podcast for a couple weeks, but it is your fault.
Okay.
And I want to know how the last couple of weeks have gone in your life.
Well, you know, I felt freer and low stress.
There is a lot of stress involved in this podcast, isn't there? Just like this.
Well, I'm not saying this is the reason. I'm not saying.
Oh, no, it is. This podcast, honestly, is nothing but stress.
Yeah. It's really just a job at this point. It's just become a job.
It is very stressful. In fact, I asked you yesterday if you wanted to quit, and you said no way.
Yeah, I have a problem saying no to things. That's
So basically, you are quitting the act of quitting.
Huh, when you put it that way, I should just quit more then.
I guess so.
Yeah. No, listen, Greg, I went to Kentucky, visited China's side of the family.
Yeah.
And then I had several videos to do. I still have several videos to do. I'm still busy, Greg. Still.
Yeah, but you're all done doing videos.
No. Still have lots of videos to do.
Well, congratulations on finishing all your videos.
You're not listening to the actual words.
I'm not listening to the words that you're saying.
Okay. Now you are. Now you are listening.
Now I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do have lots of videos coming up. Yes.
You just said you didn't have. You just said I don't have.
Yeah. And then I cut that statement off and then I started over.
You need to make up your mind. Do you have videos to do or do you not have videos to do?
I do not have videos. I do have videos to do.
Let me ask you a question, Craig. And I don't mean to ask you anything offensive, but are you pregnant or just fat?
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's not a question for you. This is a question that I just came up with whenever you see an overweight woman.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to automatically assume that she's pregnant because that can hurt someone's feelings.
Right.
So you ask that question instead. Are you pregnant or just fat? Because that way you're not assuming that she's pregnant.
Greg. What? Greg.
What?
Fat shaming, Greg?
I'm pregnant shaming.
Oh,
you see, because she's not married.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry. I want to apologize to all overweight women for that joke. I'm sorry. I thought it was a joke about pregnancy. It's not, it turns out, in Craig's mind. And now I see the other side and I want to apologize for that. I don't mean to be offensive. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't know. Man, I've had a rough week. I'm sorry.
I thought you had nothing to do. You were fine.
I know, but it was a scary week because I actually almost lost a couple of fingers.
Oh, okay. What happened?
I'd gone to Panda Express, and this is a warning for anybody who goes. This is not anything against Panda Express personally, but for anybody who goes there, you have to be really, really careful because I went to Panda Express, and this was...
I find it hard to believe that you went to Panda Express. I find it hard to believe.
I did, because...
I
didn't have time for regular Panda.
For Chinese food around you.
I know, but I just didn't have time for regular Panda, so I had to go to the Express Panda.
All right,
And I went to I go into Panda Express, and I should have asked first. I can't believe I didn't ask for more details about it.
I already know this is very fictional.
No,
go to Panda Express.
Yes,
you
wouldn't. I did go to Panda Express. I'm trying to tell a story here, Craig. And this was really scary because I legitimately almost lost two of my fingers and possibly my thumb also. Two fingers and a thumb I almost lost. Because I tried, and I shouldn't have done this, but it sounded enticing. I tried the new firecracker shrimp. And
yeah,
and I and that thing, Like, I didn't realize, like, and when I got it, it was already lit.
Okay.
And I didn't realize.
Oh, then you should have realized at that point.
You have to eat that so fast to put the wick out that before it explodes. And I didn't know, and it almost went, like it was right down to the edge, and I was like, huh. And I tried it, and I could feel it sizzling out in my mouth once it touched the saliva. Then the wick, it's called a wick, right?
Yeah.
You light the wick? So. Or is that just for candles?
You know, I'm going to assume it's also for firecrackers.
Can you go ahead and Google that?
Okay, all right, I'll Google. I'll Google the definition of wick.
Yeah, just ask if a firecracker has a wick or if you light something else. Because I feel like it might be called something else on a firecracker.
First, I'm going to Google the definition of wick.
Okay, do you know how to Google things? You just go to Ask Jeeves and you say, ask
Take
Dear
me to
Jeeves,
Google.
Dear Jeeves, please Google this for me. And then colon. Uh-huh. And then you write whatever question you want to write.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then Jeeves calls you. I guess Jeeves calls you up with the answer. Hello, sir. I've done the research you requested, and these are the possible answers to your query.
Sorry, I'm reading about wicks. I wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah. Did you Google John Wick by accident? Because that's a totally different kind of wick.
I did not Google John Wick, but I'm looking for the definition that doesn't involve wicking sweat off of you. Okay,
I watched a couple of John Wick movies, and they're boring because they're just about it's just like a candle burning down in real time.
Right.
And then I realized I was just watching the Wick movies.
Which were just literally video of wicks burning.
Yeah, it's just like a wick burning a candle. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm watching the wrong movie. This is not the first time this has happened to me, by the way.
Okay, so you've yet to watch the John Wick movie.
No. And this happens a lot. I went to Blockbuster the other day, and I wanted to rent Puss in Boots.
Right.
And I got it home.
Okay,
and it was about,
I see where this is going.
It was about this cowboy who had a horrible foot infection.
Uh-huh.
And turns out I'd rented Puss in Boots.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, it was, I'll be honest with you, it was really good. I would recommend everybody check out Puss in Boots. He gets an infection that's just awful. It's terrible infection.
It sounds intense.
I did watch it intense.
Congratulations on not making a sexual joke with that. That was I'm proud of you.
Oh yeah, I didn't go to that section to rent. If I did go to that section to rent Puss in Boots, then it would be a totally different experience.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wick definition: a cord, strip, or ring of loosely woven material through which a liquid, as wax or oil, is drawn to the top in a candle, lamp, or oil stove for burning. It doesn't say firecracker, does it?
All right, well, then why don't you just Google, ask Jeeves to Google what part of a firecracker do you set on fire?
I'm Googling, do firecrackers have wicks?
Okay, all right.
Firecrackers typically come in a pack where 16 individual crackers are tied together on one wick. So, yes, they do have wicks.
Okay. Man. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo!
So glad
that wasn't that hard. That wasn't that hard.
Woo.
It didn't even take that long. Talking about other things as well.
Please thank Jeeves for me, because Jeeves did some great research.
I did not go to ask Jeeves. I didn't.
Okay. I don't know how you got the answers then, but
with Google, I went to Google.
Okay. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I don't understand all these words.
Okay, I'm going to askjeeves.com right now.
Yeah.
It's still a thing. Wouldn't you know it?
It better be. I mean, people still have questions for Jeeves. I think probably more people, I'm going to guess more people use askjeeves.com than use the Google service.
Well, you know, you'd be wrong. That's a bad guess. That is a very bad guess.
So you think I'm right?
No. That's flat out wrong. That's
it's probably more people use Ask Jeeves.
Extremely wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, we can agree then.
Yeah, okay, we'll agree as long as we agree with what I said, yeah.
Was this past week your daughter's spring break?
Yes.
Yeah, same with my son. You know, I have a son as well.
Okay, as well as a daughter?
No, as well as your daughter. Like, you have a daughter, which I knew for a fact, and I'm just letting you know I have a son.
Okay.
And let's face it, isn't having a son better than having a daughter?
You know, I've never had a son. I can't.
Well,
I can't really.
I can tell you, having a son is the best.
Well, it's having a daughter is the best.
Yeah, but your son is your buddy. I mean, a daughter's just like, you know what I mean. But a son is like, yeah, and a daughter's like, you know what
just
I mean.
Just wait till adolescence, Greg. Just wait till adolescence.
Oh yeah, then your daughter's gonna be like, and my son's gonna be like, yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's how it changes. At adolescence. Yeah.
Is that how you think women sound, Greg? Is that
no,
how you think?
No, that's how I think your daughter sounds.
Okay, okay. Okay.
I'm just assuming. I've never met her, but I'm assuming that she sounds
no,
like
you
that.
Have you've met her.
I have met your daughter. Yes, I now remember. I forgot for a moment, but now I remember. Yeah. So this past week was our spring break, and we were going to go up and spend some time with my family in Northern California, but my mom she's so stubborn. You know, we tell her like, oh, we're coming up. And she's like, oh, no, you can't. And I'm like, why? And she's like, oh, because I have COVID. And I'm like, oh, mom, you know, you're so stubborn. And she wouldn't let us go up there, you know, because she's like, oh, I don't want to give you COVID. And I'm just like, ugh. You know how moms get, you know how moms are.
Helpful, kind.
Yeah, that's exactly what
thoughtful.
I mean. Very, very helpful, kind and thoughtful of her to discourage us from coming and getting COVID, which is exactly what I was saying. And so, and she's fine, by the way. Luckily she had a light case, which is amazing because she had not gotten it. This is her first time to get it.
Wow.
She was what they call a Novid. Have you ever heard that? Novid?
I did now.
It's a Novid. It means that you,
people
say, did you catch COVID? And people would say, no, I don't think so. And that's why they call it a Novid.
Yep. She's no longer a Novid now, though.
No. Now she's a Yesvid.
Yeah. Is that, so we're Yesvids then? Is that what we are?
That's correct.
How many times have you gotten COVID?
Let me see. One time.
He's gonna say one. Yep. I knew it. Yeah.
how about you? How many times have you gotten it?
Oh, let me see. Carries a three. One.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're lucky to only have had it once, because I know some people have had it more than once, and some people, they get it a second time and it's not so bad. Some people get it a second time and it's way worse than the first. It's just unpredictable. Yeah. Let's stop talking about COVID.
Okay. I love it. Love your ideas.
Great.
You want to talk about like measles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How about them measles, huh?
Well, people are getting them again.
Yeah, yep. I mean they're looking good. I feel like they're going to have a good season. Is it the Baltimore measles? I think they're looking really good this season, and I feel like they could go all the way to the tippy top, as they say.
What sport are you thinking of?
The hamburger.
Hamburger sport.
I don't know a lot about sports, but I'm just assuming. Okay. That you're talking about hamburger.
Why are you stuttering? Why?
I don't know.
Why are you so quiet?
You know why? Because when it comes to sports, I'm not really certain. I'm not certain what's a sport and what's not.
Yeah.
Is a hamburger something you eat, or is that a sport?
You know what a hamburger is.
That's the thing. About you can put cheese on it, right?
Yeah. We talked about this. Like
every once in a while. Every once in a while, I feel hungry for one of those hamburgers with cheese, and I will go right up to the counter and I'll say, excuse me, can I get a hamburger with cheese? And they'll say, sir, this is an insurance office. No excuses. Make me that hamburger with cheese. And they'll say, sir, it's called a cheeseburger. And I'm like, well, whatever you call it, just make it. And they're like, again, it's an insurance office. And I'm like, all right, let me speak to your manager. And I speak to the manager and I say, I want to see your back room. And they take me to the back room. And sure enough, they got short order cooks back there making hamburgers with cheese.
Really?
And they just don't want to sell them because they're like, sir, these are for staff only. These are our staff only hamburgers with cheese.
Uh-huh.
And I say, you know, you can just call them a cheeseburger. And they go, not here, not in the insurance office.
Wow. It's amazing how you accidentally uncovered such a secret.
Yeah.
Like you subconsciously knew.
All insurance offices have short order cooks making hamburgers with cheese.
What insurance office? Do you mean like just like if you go to American Family Insurance or like
that's exactly
some
where
random...
I went to American Family Insurance. By the way, I've never heard of American Family Insurance. Does that exist?
Yes, it does.
I went there.
It's a Their headquarters is in Wisconsin, but they're just in Wisconsin.
Man. Oof.
I used to work for American Family.
I tell you something. If you ever meet a prostitute that's like has not raised her prices since like the 1950s, then that's when you could really get a lot of use out of those headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I went a long way that one, didn't I? I went a long way.
And you made it sexual. I knew you were. I knew that there was going
to
be a
sexual. What am I supposed to do with headquarters?
You just let it go. Just let it go.
You know me. I can't let anything go.
No.
You know me.
I'm surprised you're not impressed that I worked at an insurance company or for an insurance company.
You worked for American Family Insurance?
I did.
What did you do for them? Did you just make their comedy videos?
Yes, I did.
You just uploaded their comedy videos to YouTube, and all the American Family Insurance agents shoot eagles.
Yeah. No, I worked for them in high school.
Yeah.
For like an internship program because I wanted to get into computers, and they made it sound like, "Ooh, you're going to learn about computers."
I thought you wanted to get into the insurance industry.
No, no.
You want to get into computers?
Did you ever learn department?
Huh?
I didn't learn anything really.
You didn't learn how to use a computer? You never learned?
No, I didn't learn anything I didn't already know.
Okay.
I basically had to call different branches of their insurance that we'd get an alert that something was wrong with their backup system. And I'd say, "Excuse me, sir, you have to turn off and on your computer." And that was basically it.
That's how you fix any computer problem, by the way. You turn it off and then you turn it back on again, and then it's fine.
Yep. That's what I did.
That's what I do.
Well, great. And it was a terrible job, but I got to leave school to go to it. So
let me ask you something. You ever get in an argument with your wife?
It happens, sure.
Yeah. It happens it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen, you know. If it ever happens, turn her off and then back on again. And it will be like the argument happened.
If I'm arguing with her, she's already turned off. So
then you need to turn her back on again.
I just need to turn her on.
You've made it sexual, didn't you? You're always making things sexual. You made it about sex.
Well, maybe I did.
Look at
maybe
you, Craig.
So in the middle of a fight, I need to like dance around in a sexy way? Is that what I need to do?
In the middle of a fight. In the middle of a fight, I call your name.
Uh-huh.
So Charlie, my son, it's my son. He really likes that song. And one time I was cooking breakfast and I was like, "Oh man," I was making eggs. He's like, "What?" I said, "Oh, the yolk broke." And he went, "Oh, yolk broke." And I was like, "Oh my God, you're a genius."
Wow.
You're a genius. And now it's time for the Patreon only bonus section, which starts right now, folks.
Okay.
No, I'm wrong. Nope. It didn't start.
Oh.
Now it's starting. This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast. And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to reveal everything that we did, but it did end on dry heaves. I will say that.
Yes, it did. It was pretty special. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I laughed.
One of the better ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good. So this past week was our spring break, as I mentioned. And so we were going to go out of town. We didn't. I think I've already told you why. I'm not going to repeat the story. Don't make me repeat it.
Okay. Go ahead. Repeat it.
So we decided to have repeat it. Okay. So my mom got COVID, so we couldn't leave town. So anyway, so we stayed. Not that we couldn't leave town. We could have still left town.
Yeah.
I guess now we should have done that. We could have gone to Vermont or something.
Just because your mom has COVID doesn't mean she's everywhere.
Yeah, we could have gone to Oklahoma. You know, my mom isn't in Oklahoma. We could have gone to Russia. She's not in Russia.
Sure. Those are two of the almost infinite places you could have gone.
Come on. I can't name all the places. Anyway, Kansas. We could have gone to Kansas. You know, not the state, but the band. You know, we could have gone like.
But you could have gone. But you could have also gone to the state of Canada.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I was just thinking because if we go to the state, would they sing "Dust in the Wind" for us?
Someone might.
I never liked the song "Dust in the Wind."
That's not. No, I'm not a huge fan.
"Carry On, Wayward Son's" a good one.
That one rocks pretty hard.
"Point of No Return's" a good song. "Dust in the Wind," I'm not really a fan. Not really a fan of.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, it's fine. I don't have strong opinions about it. Oh wait, maybe you want me to react more?
Yeah, you probably should. People like when you have strong. Yeah, go on.
Oh,
I'll give you a minute to react to it.
Oh.
Yeah. See? that's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. We all feel that way about "Dust in the Wind." I know.
Oh God. Oh.
I know.
Oh, it hurts.
It does
it
hurt.
Hurts.
Yeah, it's a painful song. Okay.
Oh no.
And
you
scene.
Don't like it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was very good. Good.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
a good actor. Yeah, now I can see why you got cast in that horror movie.
Thank you.
When's that coming out, by the way?
I'm just a friend of the guy who made it.
He wouldn't have cast you. He wouldn't have cast you if he didn't think that you could handle the role.
That's true. I can act when I need to.
When's that coming out, by the way?
Thursday.
All right, great. I can't believe I guessed it. Out of all the days... Yep. Man,
every theater.
That's Thursday. Coming out fast. All right, guys,
wide.
Go to the theater on Thursday. Every single theater is going to carry it. They're going to have it just one day only.
Yep. It's called Haunt Season and every theater.
Nice. I look forward to watching that on Bad Movies Live with you.
Greg.
Hmm?
Are you saying it's a bad movie? Is that what you're saying?
Wait a minute. You're in it, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God, Greg.
Hey, listen, I've been in movies, too. Can I tell you what they all have in common? They're all bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been in movies, too. They're all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've watched a number of my bad movies on Bad Movies Live, which, by the way, is on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms every Friday and Sunday night. Fridays at 6 Pacific.
Can you list every movie?
Every movie that's ever been made? It's going to take a while. I mean, because there have been millions, I'm guessing. Hundreds of thousands?
Millions?
Probably.
Maybe. Hundreds of thousands.
There might have been millions if you count the short films also.
Wow.
Do YouTube videos count as movies?
How many movies have been made?
Yeah, see what Jeeves says.
Ask Jeeves right now.
Okay, well, I don't know how Jeeves is going to answer.
How many movies have been made?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. And Jeeves would be like, "Do you mean feature films?" You know how Jeeves gets.
It's not giving me the answer.
Yeah, because you didn't use the term feature films.
How many? Okay. Feature films.
Look at him. He's copying me now. He's copying me.
Copying you?
Yeah. Why? I mean, because I said feature films and now you're copying me.
No, you just gave me advice and I'm following it.
I don't think I was.
Really? So if someone's like, "Hey, where's the bathroom?" "Oh, it's down the hall to the right." And you'll be like, and you'll watch them go and you're like, "Oh, look, he's copying me."
No. What I would say is, if someone said, "Excuse me, where's the bathroom?" I would say, "Do you mean the restroom?"
Oh,
and then if they said, "All right, where's the restroom?" I'd be like, "Now you're copying me."
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, that's what I would
do. I'm going to ask Google.
Yeah.
How many feature films have...
And Google's be like, "I don't know. Why don't you ask Jeeves?" Jeeves will tell you. "Dear Jeeves, I was just thinking about you, and I had a
Quora
question."
There's a Quora answer.
Yeah, listen, you know, because anybody can answer Quora, so you know that's got to be legitimate. What does it say? There's been like 11 movies?
467,523.
Yeah, I don't think that's up to date.
I think that
every minute another feature film has been completed. That's what I'm guessing.
That's too many, Greg.
That's what I've said. That's too many feature films.
No, that estimate is way too high.
It's like they don't need to make that many.
You know how long it is, and it's all from the same studio. How long it takes to make a movie and how much it costs.
Yeah, absolutely, I do. And we're going to watch one on Bad Movies Live over the next month or so. And I know exactly how much it costs, $85.
Well, it depends on the movie. I mean, like, Joel Haver, the YouTuber, is making a movie every month for a year. And his movies cost nothing, and each one takes him a month to make.
Full-length feature film?
Full-length feature film, yeah.
One a month for a year?
Yes.
Well, no, that's crazy. I've never heard of that before. That's nutballs, as they say.
I've never heard of that before, actually. Yeah. Nutballs?
That's nutballs.
Okay, here's a Reddit thread about it.
Okay.
I'm not finding a definitive answer, Greg. No, it seems that no one has counted every movie.
So if you'll please allow me to get back to what I was saying. So since it was spring break and we couldn't leave town, we decided to have... Have you ever heard the term staycation? You ever heard that before?
Yes. Yes.
So what that means...
Here's a poster said probably between 4 and 5 million. That's just their own guess.
Didn't I say millions? Didn't I say that? Millions. You didn't believe me.
I still don't know. I still don't know.
So since you don't know, Craig, a staycation is when you stay in your own hometown during vacation time, and you treat it like it's a vacation. That's what a staycation is. Once again, it's a staycation is when you stay in your own town or city.
There are people in Chicago where I used to live.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Chicago. Oh wait, I don't have to do
that. Toddling town.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that for that word. Okay.
No,
that people do that all the time. People who live like maybe on the outskirts or in neighborhoods will go get a hotel downtown.
Because they'll be like, oh my God, it's so cold and windy and unpleasant here, and it's snowing and it's miserable and cold and wet. Let's just stay here instead of going someplace nice and warm and lovely. I totally understand that train of thought.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's not always like that in Chicago.
Except that it's always like that in Chicago. About that.
All right.
I've been to Chicago, and it was cold and snowy and rainy and wet.
What time of year were you there?
In the wintertime, it's always like that.
No.
It was
winter
very
is
unpleasant.
A season, Greg. Winter is a season.
Yeah, it sure is.
I know you Californians don't understand seasons, but they exist in other places.
Now that's where sometimes, like, instead of being like a high of 77, it'll be down to like a high of 72. That's
That's how we do it here.
That's how we do it in Los Angeles.
No. It's four seasons. There's spring.
And by the way, that's
summer,
not Celsius. For people who are wondering, fall. Like, oh my God, did everybody die? No, that's not Celsius.
No.
Celsius is that number is much lower.
I think people should assume that isn't Celsius.
Yeah. If someone's like, oh my God, I got up to 77 degrees Celsius, I'm guessing everybody would be dead.
Yeah.
I don't really understand Celsius.
No, I don't either. I mean, I do, kind of. It's zero is where water freezes, and 100 is where water boils. So
water boils at 100?
I believe so, yes.
Is that true?
For Celsius?
Can you ask Jeeves?
Yeah. Okay, I'll ask Jeeves. When does water boil Celsius?
Yeah, this is good.
100 degrees Celsius.
Okay, it seems like to me Celsius is a smarter way of organizing temperature. Because
absolutely.
Because here, for us, it's like 32 is freezing, and I think 35 is when water boils.
No.
I think it's 32 and 35.
255, actually.
255?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, then I would think that 77 degrees Celsius would be really... just too hot, like slightly uncomfortable.
It might be a bit muggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you ask Jeeves how much in Fahrenheit 77 degrees Celsius is?
Okay. How 77 degrees Fahrenheit Fahrenheit to Celsius already written out. Already written
no,
out.
No. We want Celsius to Fahrenheit though. We don't want.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, you messed up. Did you guys see it? Craig really messed up. Did you guys see that?
It was really a minor mess up.
Yeah, okay. but it's embarrassing nonetheless.
77 degrees Celsius is 170 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like I worried people when I said sometimes it gets up to 77 here in Los Angeles.
I don't think anyone would think that you were talking about Celsius.
I think Europeans might, because they use Celsius. I think they do.
Yeah, but they probably know if they're listening to an American podcast,
which they are right now.
Yeah. They probably listen to other American podcasts, mm-hmm, and other American media and hear reference to temperature. And if it sounds way off, they're probably going to be like, oh, right, they're talking Fahrenheit. That's probably what they're thinking.
Yeah.
They're not going to go, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's weird.
70.
It's weird to, when you talk about, you know, the Fahrenheit to sell, you know, like the metric, the whole metric system. Like, for instance, right now, we're recording this at 9:39 a.m., and that's not metric time. That's just regular American time. And so I don't know what that is
in Celsius.
Metric time, whatever the metric time units are. But I mean, you guys have to figure that out yourselves. Like for you, it might be like 37 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really know how it works.
You know, Greg, it's the time, the way we measure time is the same everywhere, but there are time zones.
Yeah, and also in Europe, they're on metric time.
No.
Canada too. Canada's got metric time.
No.
They're like, Canada's like, hey, you want to go get some syrup out of the maple trees, eh? And they're like, sure, when you want to do it, eh? And they're like,
how about 4 kilometers?
Oh, eh? Let's do it at 37 o'clock metric time, eh?
37 kilometers, eh?
Yeah.
O'clock.
Yeah, that's how they do it in Canada. If you're listening in Canada, I want to say hi. You got a free shout out, Canada. You guys are awesome. I love your syrup. Your syrup is delicious. Uh-huh. It's very sweet.
Yeah. Have you ever had poutine?
I have had poutine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love poutine. I do love it.
Okay.
It's delicious. What's not to like? You got French fries. You got gravy. You got cheese curds. Come on. What's not
to like? Have you been to a Tim Hortons?
I have never been to a Tim Hortons, but I understand it's a good place for coffee.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, but you're not drinking coffee right now. So what do you know?
I am not drinking coffee right now.
Yeah, that's weird. A Craig Benzene without coffee? A coffee-less Craig? I don't care for that.
I've quit coffee like two or three other times for my YouTube channel.
But you love when the coffee's done.
I do. I mean, that's not about drinking it, though. That's just about loving when it's done. So.
Oh, so you still make it. You just don't drink it.
I just make it and I dump it out.
Okay, yeah, good. Well, at least you're not wasting it. That's good.
Yeah. This time, I didn't even do it for a video, but I probably will make it into a video because it's my life. But
well, you might as well.
I had digestive issues going on.
And did stopping coffee fix your digestive issues?
For a little bit, and then they started coming back. So I don't know if it was the coffee.
Hey, Craig, let's talk about this. Yeah. And this is just between you and me. This doesn't have to be on the podcast.
Sure.
Would you have IBS? Do you have some IBS there?
I don't know. I'm going.
Irritable bowel syndrome. Is that what you had? Irritable bowel syndrome.
I don't even know. I think I might have had. I might have gastritis.
Gastritis. Did you take Gas-X? Yeah. Did you try taking Gas-X?
No, I took omeprazole.
That's really for like the acid reflux in your like
omeprazole?
In your throat.
Well, yeah. But it's like. It's working, but it's not in my throat. It's in my upper abdomen.
Yeah? You know, I take that stuff every day.
Omeprazole?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So sounds like you had the same problem.
No.
No? You just like just the taste of it?
Just acid reflux in the throat.
Oh. Well, mine, I think, is in the upper abdomen. I'm going to the doctor on Friday to find out what's going on, and I probably won't find out.
You know, it's probably cancer.
It could, you know, it very well could be, Greg.
If it is, I'm going to feel terrible.
Yeah.
I hope it's not cancer. Hey, you know what, Craig? Let me just say something. I like you as a person. I hope you don't have cancer.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's very nice of you. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to anyone,
I think. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about you. I do like you. Wow. I hope you don't have cancer.
Wow.
Cancer's not good.
You should say that to everyone.
I do. I do. So I have to just tell you this. All right. So since this was a staycation week, we ended up taking Charlie to a bunch of like sites all over LA. We went to Griffith Park. We went to Malibu. We went to the Getty Museum. We went to the Like a bunch of museums and different places. We went on hikes together. We explored different parts of the city. You know, LA has a lot to offer. And if you're going to be a tourist in your own town, I recommend moving to LA because then there's a lot of stuff to do in your own town. So guys, next time you want a staycation, come out to LA and at least stay here for like a week or two and have your staycation in LA. So anyway,
that's a vacation.
It's a staycation if you're doing it in your own town. So I'm suggesting they move here and live here for a week, you know, like in a hotel. Yeah. And that way they're living here and it's a staycation. Yeah. Okay?
It's a vacation.
That's all I'm saying.
It's a vacation.
That's a staycation. Okay. That's what's called a staycation.
No, they're vacating where they actually live.
And you stay right where you live, which is Los Angeles, and you enjoy your staycation in Los Angeles.
It's a vacation, Greg.
That's all I'm saying. Nope. I think we're saying the same thing, but with different words.
No, Greg. I mean, it would be great if you go on a vacation and you are vacationing so hard that you that you think you're living there. I mean, that's good. That's really good vacation.
Every time we go to Hawaii, we do the same thing that everyone does when they go to Hawaii. Like, oh my God, we should live here. Oh, isn't this so nice? Oh, we should live here. But then when people actually spend all their money to like move out to Hawaii and they're living there, they're like, God damn, you can't get anything done here. Our refrigerator's broken for like 2 months now. We can't get anybody to come out and give us a new refrigerator or repair this one. Man, everything's so expensive. People aren't friendly to white people. It happens a lot, by the way. If you have kids, like white kids, and you send them to Hawaiian schools there, they will not get along with the other kids. The other kids will not be welcoming. Oh, yeah. Well, let's not talk about that. I don't want to offend the Hawaiians who listen. I know we have a lot of Hawaiians.
It depends on where in Hawaii, I assume.
Yeah. As long as it's within Hawaii, then that's true, what I'm talking about.
Sure.
So anyway, we took Charlie to some museums, and one time we took him to this one museum, and we said, hey, Charlie, did you enjoy the museum? And they had all sorts of old classic art, you know, the old stuff. You know, they didn't have a lot of the new stuff. They had a lot of the old stuff there, like the really old stuff.
That's a typical museum.
Yeah, this is one of those museums that has a bunch of old art. And so we said, did you enjoy the museum? He says, yeah. You want to go back sometime? Yeah. And we said, what was your favorite part? What did you learn? He says, I did learn something. I said, what did you learn? He said, I learned that Jesus was really skinny.
Because he saw paintings.
He saw a painting of Jesus up on the cross, and he was like so skinny you could see his rib cage.
Yeah, that was probably from the torture.
I think that he went a little too far on his diet. That's what I think. He died. Sometimes people diet too much.
Those fad diets, like keto. He was probably doing keto. Or something.
You know, there's that old expression that was either said by, I don't know, Susan Sarandon or Lily Tomlin or Jane Fonda or
Marcus Welby, an actress from that era, aside from Marcus Welby. Yeah, all right.
Meryl Streep or one of those women.
One of those actresses that were big in like the 70s and 80s.
And they're still really big now. The old expression, it's either your face or your ass. And they're talking about when you lose weight. You know, you lose weight, your face looks better.
Yeah.
No, your ass looks better, but then your face looks maybe a little too skinny, a little too gaunt. You look older. You gain a little weight, then the wrinkles go away on your face. Your face looks younger. But then you do that at the expense of your ass. You lose your ass. I guess somehow your ass goes away.
Yeah, but if you're in a movie and they only shoot from your face region, then you're golden.
Well, yeah, you want your face to look good. I've lost weight and I've noticed that it does make me look older. You know, it also makes your hair grow out more. It's weird.
Yeah, when you lose weight, the face gets craggy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's the wrinkles come out probably. Yeah. But I think you look good. I think the robe kind of makes you look a little lazy. But
I'll take it off then. I mean, I thought you didn't like it. Huh?
Now you look a little too sexy.
Okay.
You gotta close that up.
That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to look too sexy.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to look too sexy.
No.
You know what? Because I know that's distracting to you and our listeners.
Yeah. This is not a podcast about being sexy.
I do not want to distract our listeners. And I want to apologize to all the listeners who were distracted by my sexiness. Whether you're just listening and you can just sense the sexiness, or you're watching on YouTube and you could literally see the sexiness. I want to apologize to all of our listeners and viewers.
You know, the world would be a better place if more sexy people apologized, you know?
I've always said that sexy people should apologize. And especially, I feel like, and this goes to everybody, you know, let's say that you go out to eat regularly, always apologize to your waitress, you know? You know, whether you have a male or female waitress, always apologize
for what?
Just for anything. But I feel like waitresses don't hear enough apologies.
That's definitely true.
From their patrons. You know, if you sit down, if the first thing you say to your waitress is, "I am so sorry," you know, I feel like that's going to make her evening so much better.
No, I think that would confuse her and maybe insult her a little bit.
Yeah, you don't even know her. I don't understand. Yeah. You don't even know her and you're making assumptions.
I know. This is a possibility. This is a likely possibility, Greg.
Look, all I'm saying is always apologize to your waitress. Can we just agree on that?
No.
Can we at least agree that that's the title of this episode?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We can agree on that. Yeah,
okay. Thank you. Well, that's the end of this episode of Two Guys.
Said that because you wanted that title.
Talking about lettuce.
That's it.
I mean, I did it. That was a very last minute thing. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed it and you've learned some important things. My name is Greg Benson. I'm talking
about lettuce. Why did you look so disgusted when you said you've learned some important things? You went and you've learned some important things.
That's just my face. That's my face. You're making fun of my face. Aren't you to say your name? You didn't say your name at the beginning of this episode. You're not saying it at the end. And you know what? Now it's too late.
You said my name in French. You said my name with a French accent.
Yeah, I know. But you didn't say it. And now it's too late. And you've lost the opportunity to say your own name. And you're not going to get that opportunity again this episode. It's done.
I don't even want to say it. I don't want to say my name.
Good.
People know my name.
Good.
I'm not so vain that I have to say my name all the time.
Oh, yeah? Well, then the episode's over.
Okay.